Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Yvonne. I'm calling from customer support.
Yes, I've been waiting, for the call.
Okay. What is your zip code?
75440.
Okay, and your name?
The name, our name is Marler, M-A-R-L-E-R. What I was calling about is that we have a $56.95 charge on our bank account.
Okay.
And we don't know what it's for. It's the second month in a row.
Okay, ma'am. Hold on just a moment. I'm going to take care of this and put your zip code in and see if we can pull your account. Okay.
We shouldn't have an account. Okay.
Okay, and Marla. Okay, wait. Not yet, Marla.
Hear me?
I said not. I haven't found your name yet. I'm still looking.
Yeah. Okay.
Excuse me. Okay. I still haven't found Marla.
M-A-R-L-E-R. Well, that
M-A-R?
Right.
M-A-R-L-A?
L-E-R.
Okay, M-A-R-E-R.
M-A-R-L-E-R.
Oh, okay. Marla, okay. I still haven't seen that one either. Okay, Martha. Nope.
It would be Larry or Curtis. Those are the people on the account, on our checking account.
Okay.
And neither one of them know what this charge is for. It's a second charge of $56.95.
Okay. 56. 92. Okay.
56.95.
Okay, 95.
There was one
okay.
On October 24th and one on November 25th.
I'll say, how hard is it to find one M?
I don't know.
I said, how hard is it to find one name that starts with an M? Jerry. Mm-hmm.
It's being drawn on the First National Bank of East Texas.
Okay. Okay. And I still have not found it, Marla. Your account.
Well, your company, Premier Gadget, is taking money from this account.
Well, I like I say, I don't see it, Marla. I don't see an account for you. I haven't been able to pull one up for you, even with your zip code.
So why are you charging me $56.95?
We're not. Okay, Marla. My name is Yvonne. I'm a third party customer supporter. Well, we help clients like you to find out why you are being charged for whatever it may be, and why are you being charged two times. I don't know that because I can't pull your account up and see what's going on for one.
Well, that's the only telephone number. Yours is the only telephone number we're given to try and figure this out. The only thing which is a lot of trouble for me, is I will have to close this stupid checking account. And that's going to be a lot of trouble.
Okay. So, like I say, it's nothing I can do until I get an account, Marla. And I don't have an account, so there's nothing I can do for you.
It could be under somebody else's name because they're stealing money from me.
I don't know what to say. You might have to go to back to your bank to see where these charges are coming from, but we don't have an account for you, ma'am.
I didn't think so.
Okay. Try your bank and see where the charges are going because there's no bank this way, ma'am.
Thanks for your no help. Thank you.